Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so great to connect with you. And I hope wherever you are, you're safely quarantining somewhere and happily quarantining somewhere and making sure to bring in the positive and have positive energy. And I know, depending upon your situation, that can be easier said than done. I know everybody's kind of in a bit of a different place right now with this. I mean, most people are quarantined, of course, but you know, some people are feeling a lot of fear and angst. And I also know that there are some people who are going through a tough time. Maybe they're living with people in a household and they're feeling frustration and they're having a challenging time with that, or, you know, a lot of different situations. But I hope that you are working on, of course, lifting your energy and feeling positive. Of course, that is so good for your health and your immune system and keeping yourself healthy during this time. And so, you know, keeping it lifted, keeping your energy good, and also making sure to schedule time to have fun, you know, to kind of just enjoy. I know for me personally, I made a point to do that this weekend. And I actually got together with a group of friends and we got on this app. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's called House Party. And it basically, you can play games with friends that are in different locations, you know, all virtually, and you can play games. And I have to say, you know, it was it was a lot of fun. We laughed. It was great to see everybody and happy and healthy. And that was really great. And we played some games, and I don't know exactly how many games are on it. It was my first time being on it. We all just made a plan to go play some games. And so we're sitting there playing Pictionary and drawing things and laughing. And there was this trivia game where you have to figure out slang. Yeah, I don't know, just silly stuff, but fun to hang out and laugh with friends. So that was really, really sweet. Also, a friend had his birthday, and he initially was going to be going to Hawaii for his birthday. And so he had the birthday party via Zoom, and it turned into a costume party. And so that was a lot of fun. And, you know, it would initially seem maybe like it wouldn't be as fun to have a virtual party, but the more virtual Zoom parties that I go to, I have to say, it's there's a lot of fun and interesting things, and I don't know, just great to laugh. And maybe I just miss hanging out with people so much that it seems so much fun. That could be the case too. I'm a people person. I love being around people. And that's what's great about these other apps, is that it starts to fill that connection piece. So if you haven't figured out some ways to start connecting with people more virtually, you know, there's a variety of ways. I strongly recommend having fun and laughing and taking some time, connecting and just laughing and just taking time away from this whole topic of coronavirus. And, you know, I'm sure that there's probably a part of you that's tired of hearing about it. I know I am. I'm ready for it to move on. All right, what's next? You know, but that said, I do have some fun news today. On that note, I think some fun things, some empowering things. And so that is my hope from today's episode, is really to help you feel more empowered with your energy. And so that said, what we're going to start with today is I do want to follow up with our volunteer from last week's episode. And if you recall, on last week's episode, I worked with a volunteer, Leanne, who had been diagnosed with the coronavirus COVID-19. And so she had been experiencing a variety of different symptoms. You know, if you recall, when she came on, she had gone through the fever and then went through the cough and the stuffy nose and then got to a point where she was just extreme fatigue. And that's where she was when we connected with her last week, was just extremely fatigued. And so that's what we went ahead and worked on with her, as you may recall. And so this week, what I wanted to do was actually follow up with her. And so when her and I worked, we had worked together on a Thursday, and that's when we recorded the last podcast, was on a Thursday, and then she scheduled a retest for Monday, and so 4 days later. And basically what she did is during that time, she made sure to work on her energy as much as possible before going in for that retest, and I had helped her out with a few things, and so that's what I want to share with you today, is because those test results came back and she sent me an email and said, my test results came in. And so we set up a time to talk so she could share what her results are. And so that said, I'm going to go ahead and bring her on and we'll talk more about that. Leanne, how's it going?
Hey, Brandy, how are you?
Doing fabulous, thank you. How are you?
I'm feeling great, thank you. I'm feeling awesome. I actually just got back. I'm sorry, a bit late for the call. I got back from almost a 3-mile run after, I don't know, 2.5 weeks.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I love it. A 3-mile run?
Almost, yeah.
How'd you feel out running?
Amazing. I mean, it was a gorgeous day. I was so happy to be outside of the four walls here. And it was just beautiful out, gorgeous.
I love it. And so I take it that means your results are negative?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. I got an email back from the LA County. I think it was yesterday morning. Yeah, yesterday morning or the day before, yeah.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Huge congratulations. And I love that you're feeling good. And I think it's, okay, I got to tell you, universal timing, all of that. I also love the fact that you just went for a run. So that wasn't planned, but beautiful timing. I think that's just, it's beautiful. So I love that. And I love that you're feeling great. And I think that that's really a great message for everybody as far as recovering and making it through it and all of that. So I'm so grateful for you thank you for showing up to share that and your results. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, what was amazing too, Brandy, was, you know, when we had that session, I think at that time on Friday or Thursday when we recorded it, I had lost my taste a couple of days before that. And after our session that day on Thursday, after we'd worked together, it just started coming back. And then I think like 2 days later, it had completely resolved. So that was pretty amazing.
Absolutely. And what I thought was really impressive is that you took the information that we talked about and really embodied it and embraced it fully on every level. And just were like, all right, let me just, and I love, you know, a mindset. Cause I always tell people, you know, when we make the change, it's important to just follow through and embody it. And you just embodied it to its fullest. And so, I love, it's like when you don't know, especially with the coronavirus and all this, you're like, okay, I'm willing to change. I'm willing to like embody everything. So just watching and you going, okay, is my energy clean? Was really, really impressive. So great, great job with your energy.
Yeah, I think at that point you're willing to do most anything to get healthy. So it was pretty impressive even for myself. So thank you.
Absolutely. You're awesome. You're so awesome. Huge congratulations. And thank you so much for coming back. And I'll let you go ahead and continue to enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Stay healthy.
All All right. So there are so many things that I want to say about this and add to the conversation. And so I'll start just by breaking it down one by one. Of course, first and foremost, huge congratulations. I'm so happy for her and love that she's relieved and happy. And, you know, and I could not have planned it better myself, the fact that she had just come from a run. And what's funny is that we were actually supposed to talk earlier in the day. I think it was noon or something like that. And then it got pushed. I actually moved her to later in the day because my day was a little full. And then, as she mentioned, she was a little bit late, and I didn't know it was because she was off running, which was so perfect, though, because it's a reflection of how she feels, you know? And you can tell, you know, if somebody goes back for a 3-mile run, they're feeling great again. And by the way, for a lot of people who have had COVID-19, I know that their doctors are usually telling them, in most cases, that, you know, once they don't have any symptoms for something like 3 days, then they can go ahead and just assume they don't have it anymore, which hopefully that's going to change soon. I think we need to be even more assertive when it comes to testing. So make sure to check that information, check with your doctor, because that protocol hopefully will be changing soon. In Leanne's case, you know, she lives in LA, but she doesn't have any family here. She's going to be going to stay with her mom. And with that, you know, she needs to be able to make sure and confirm that she is clean to be able to travel and also to be able to stay with her mom. And so I know she like went out and got tests just to make sure, because I know her mother's older. So I think she's also got like tested just to be sure. And I know she got this one and she's got another test. So she's doing all these things. But as soon as this one came back, she's like, all right, you know, and wanted to share the results. And so I love that. And I do really, really want to emphasize, she did work to follow through with what we had talked about on the last episode. Like, literally, after we wrapped up, I mean, I know that she was like working on getting the information in her mind and dotting all I's, crossing all T's on the whole topic, you know, shifting energy because she wanted so badly to make sure that it stayed. As she mentioned, you know, at that point, you're willing to do anything. And I love that she said that, you know, that when you have it and she's willing to shift anything, that's key. And I guess because there's such an unknown. And as she mentioned, she had, on the last episode, she had been going through a variety of different symptoms. And this COVID is a bit tricky because you can go through the different symptoms and then even you can start to feel a lot better before it takes a sudden turn for the worst. And so that's what's kind of tricky about COVID-19. And if you're not familiar with that, I did actually write a blog on it, and you're welcome to check out the blog. But there are just a few tricky things about this specific virus, and that's one of them, is that you can be going along, and even there are people who feel like they just had mild symptoms, and you can be going along having mild symptoms, and then you start to feel better, only to take a sudden turn for the worst. And so if symptoms are there, you definitely want to be able to shift out of them and do what you can to really change it, you know? I mean, even if you think about it, the Prime Minister of the UK, Boris Johnson, just went into the hospital, and he has had coronavirus for about 10 days. So they said he's in the hospital just for precautionary measure, just because he's still having a lot of symptoms and whatnot. So either way, you know, you just want to make sure to take the symptoms and the experience seriously. And that's what she did. You know, she was doing everything, paying attention to her health, and really shifted the energy. And I love it because, you know, after I worked with her, I wanted to make sure to follow up and just say, hey, how's it going? And so I checked in and I asked her how her fatigue was. And she was like, oh my God, that's gone. You know, I feel so energized, which was great. And then I asked her about her taste, and she said that after the call, she noticed that she had about 30%, I think it was, back at that time. And so I asked her if she wanted to work on it a bit, and she was like, oh my God, of course. And so we jumped on a quick phone call, and I helped her regarding the same topic, you know, and it was just really about getting that shift and getting into her energy and really feeling it. And as she did get it in and create that shift, more and more of her taste came back. And I want to say, you know, she mentioned it was 3 or 4 days or something till it became fully back. And I want to say it was hanging out at like 90%. There was just a little bit that was hanging on. And she was able to get that just by continuing to reinforce that change. So it was just a genuine shift and a genuine change that she could really feel. And, you know, as far as the topic of the coronavirus itself and the emotions that I see linked to that or the energy that I see, again, you know, we've talked about it in past episodes, but another way to really express it would be like if you want to take a breath in, like if you want to take in life and you feel like you don't deserve to. You feel like you're not allowed to for one reason or another. And so it's like you're being blocked. And for her, that was a lot of feelings of guilt, of feeling like she did something wrong. You know, there was a different situation for her. And there was this feeling of feeling blocked to that. And so that, of course, is what we went ahead and shifted. And so, you know, really changing that feeling so it allowed her to feel deserving again. Now, what I hope that you take from this is a feeling of feeling empowered when you see that even our energy and our mindset can shift the symptoms of what's going on with COVID-19. I mean, that's awesome. And so I hope that you take that in and feel a sense of empowerment and let some of the fear, if you are somebody who's been feeling fear, I hope this helps you let that go and even start bringing in a feeling of relief or even feeling empowered and feeling like, you know, your mind is powerful, your energy is powerful, and, you know, feeling more of a sense of safety, like you've got this, you know? And by the way, as I say that, you won't want to necessarily go, oh, well, okay, well, I'm powerful. I don't need to do this self-quarantine thing. I'm just going to do whatever. You know, I wouldn't suggest that either. You know, if you think about it for a moment, I did just mention earlier that Boris Johnson is in the hospital for COVID-19. And so, you know, while your energy is powerful and is amazing, I would recommend, you know, still keeping precautions. And the best way to think of it is like this, is that, you know, I'm all about positive thinking, but I wouldn't tell anybody to go stand in the middle of the freeway and think positive. Instead, I'd say, okay, you know, get out of the freeway and then work with your mind and all of that. And I get to see the most amazing things all of the time. I mean, even if we look at this situation where she was able to shift all of her symptoms of COVID-19, or if you think about past episodes of people, you know, bedridden and running marathons or whatever, you know, I get to see the most incredible things all of the time with your mind, with people's minds. Our minds are truly incredible. And so, you know, you'll want to definitely take that in as well and really feel it, because the more you can stay positive, the more it can help you and protect you even from COVID-19. You know, if we think about it on a very simple, logical level, we know that stress impacts the immune system. You know, stress makes it so your immune system is more susceptible to cold and illness, and your white blood cell count is less active and, you know, and less of a count and all of that. And so we know that on a scientific level. And if we look at like what you attract into your world, you know, thinking about it in that way, I mean, I have seen plenty of people who have not gotten diagnosed with COVID-19, but their partner did. You know, the very person that they're sharing a house with and sharing the same bed with, they didn't get diagnosed, but, you know, their spouse did. And so keeping your energy up is key during this time. Keeping your energy up, keeping your energy very clean, and really bringing that in. And, you know, another anomaly, if you stop and think about it for a moment, is the fact that children aren't really being affected by COVID-19. And thank God. I think this whole thing would be even more heartbreaking if that was the case. And they're not. And it's this big anomaly. you know, and people are like, how is that even possible? And it baffles scientists. They're trying to figure it out. And I would say, from an energetic standpoint, it's because when we look at it for a moment, this is more of an adult way of thinking, you know, with the mind, and it's more of an adult thought pattern. Now, there are a few kids, very few, very, very few, who've been diagnosed, and most of them at a very young age. And I would say they're, you know, taking on the energy from their parents at that point. But either way, my point is that when you look at that anomaly, the fact that it's skipping over kids, again, thank God, but, you know, or even the fact that some people get it who have been in proximity with others who do have it, but they don't get it. And I hope that it reminds you that you really want to just keep your energy clean, keep it empowered, keep it strong, and keep your energy out of the negative vibration. And so that said, shifting to the positive, there are a few things that I want to remind your mind really quick to bring in the positive before we wrap up. First and foremost, there have been like 102-year-olds, 103-year-old, 101-year-old who have beat the coronavirus. And so that said, a bit of a challenge that if a 103-year-old or 102 or 101-year-old can do it, then we can all do it. Taking that in, reminding your mind of that and your body of that. And also something else to think about is that, you know, if you look at it for a moment, the worst pandemic in history, I mentioned on the last episode, was in 1918. So it was the Spanish flu. And in that pandemic, about 1/3 of people in the world got sick. So it's a lot bigger than this one already. And about 1/3 of people got sick, which means that 2/3 of people did not get sick. And if you hear me say this over and over, it's because I want you to remind your mind for a moment that you can be somebody who stays completely healthy through this, which is awesome and perfect, and I highly recommend it. Okay? So thinking about it in this way that we've got this, we can do this, we can beat it. And so on that note, picturing you and your family staying happy and healthy and feeling incredible and feeling strong. And of course, your neighbors and your neighbors' neighbors and your neighbors, if we can have a vision for everybody to really just move through this. You know, our neighbors in Australia, our neighbors in the UK, our neighbors in Canada and Mexico, our neighbors in the US, wherever you are, we're all neighbors, you know? And so picturing everybody walking around happy and healthy, it's going to be so great to get back to life and taking in that feeling, just reminding your mind, we've got this, and reminding your mind is powerful. And so, by the way, on that note, as we go to wrap up today's episode, I'm going to ask you if you could send some wonderful energy towards all of our doctors and nurses who are on the front line helping people. And send some energy towards them. And of course, sending a vision towards everybody, wanting everybody to just be happy and healthy and feeling good and breathing easy. And lastly, if you have been diagnosed with COVID-19 or you know somebody who has and you would like some help using your mind to shift out the symptoms and help your body to heal itself naturally, then I definitely encourage you and invite you to reach out. I'd be happy to work with you and get you also on this podcast so we can help others see the process in action and see the power of our minds behind it. And by the way, on that note, if you are somebody who's a bit shy, you could always change your first name or just use your middle name, whatever works for you. But ultimately, I would love to be able to get even more of these cases on here to help more people to start feeling empowered and to see the shift that needs to take place. So if you are somebody and you'd like to join, I'd love to have you. I think it would be really helpful for people, you know? So that said, we'll go ahead and wrap up for today. On the next episode, we are going to be talking a bit about the meaning behind all of this. And so, you know, I'm basically, as I'm checking into people's energy, there's a bigger picture to all of this. And so that's what I want to talk about coming up on the next episode. I look forward to connecting with you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.